of SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A landmark abortion ruling in Arizona. The state's highest court says the state can enforce an 1864 law that outlaws abortion in all cases except when a mother's life is at stake. And now it's up to the voters. In November, they'll decide whether to enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. An 18-year-old man is charged in an alleged plot to attack churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Alexander Mercurio, prosecutors say he had pledged allegiance to ISIS, was arrested on Saturday. President Biden welcomes Japan's prime minister to the White House today for an official state visit.
A South Lawn arrival ceremony, Oval Office talks, a Rose Garden joint press conference, and formal state dinner in the East Room are all on the agenda for the president and Prime Minister Kishida. Kishida will be the fifth world leader honored by Mr. Biden with a state dinner since he took office. The two leaders plan to highlight strong ties between their countries and share concerns about provocative Chinese military action in the Pacific.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Republicans making big gains over Democrats in party affiliation among registered voters, according to the latest Pew Research survey.
The new poll shows 49% of registered voters identify as or lean toward Democrats. 48% identify as or lean toward Republicans. In the lead up to the 2020 election, Democrats enjoyed a much larger advantage, 51-46%. Blacks who identify as Democrat have dropped from 91% back in 2016 when President Trump was first elected to just 83% last year. Bob Agner reporting.
A mistake. That's how President Biden describes Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the Gaza war. And Biden is once again demanding that Israel agree to a ceasefire. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 42 points higher. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about artificial intelligence.
The Barna Group, a Christian research firm, has released a poll that indicates that 73% of moms and dads have concerns about their kids using AI tools on their phones and computers. 25% say they fear that using AI will negatively impact their children's ability to think for themselves. However, the Barna survey also reveals that not very many parents are actively seeking to learn more about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats think abortion will be a winning issue for them in November, but pro-life advocates think the opposite might be true. The Faith and Freedom Coalition says it plans to contact millions of voters of faith between now and the election, making sure they know where President Biden stands on abortion. The FFC says Biden and the far left are the real extremists, and their radical position on abortion is way outside of the mainstream. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas continue talking in circles over a potential ceasefire deal. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a mini Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, "We reject it and we're studying it." In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.